There's a scene where Taraji was on the elevator and she said, "Oh, you're going to Ray Rice me?" Mm. You know, it's what some people will say, you know, whether you like it or not, you know, that is part of the issue. But I don't know. It's number one show in America right now. A lot of people like tripping about this. Go ahead, Fritz.
Tweet.
MZLadage78 says, Empire is giving gays hope and showing it's okay to be gay and come out. It's just a show reflecting on reality. Dre202 says, I love the show. People are upset because it's speaking on what people feel but scared to say, and kids should be asleep at 9 p.m.
Not necessarily.
Frequency says, I don't think I'm going to get through the phone lines to get my opinion on Empire. Oh, and they said 140 characters aren't enough. You see, you should have wrote it. I would have read it.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing was somebody said on Scandal, some of those sex scenes are really.
And How to Get Away with Murder
and Grey's Anatomy.
And one other thing real quick. You keep screaming 9 o'clock as if it's 11 o'clock. A lot of times these programs that your kids are involved in, you're not even getting home until 8.
Listen, basketball starts at 7:45 p.m.
Come on. What are you talking about?
Good morning. Hello.
Hello, this is Nikki from Indy. I was calling about the Empire show.
Yes.
However, you know, people's kids should be asleep by 9, but not everybody. However, we're coming into a new world, and it's called TV programming. So, you know what I mean? They're wanting you to be more accepting of this lifestyle. So, regardless if children should be asleep or not, it's directing towards the way the new world is going. You know what I mean? The programming of it.
Well, you know, I my whole thing is, it's like you got some of these special interest groups. Why are you picking and choosing? What you choose to be offended by.
What do you mean?
Well, just like, you know, I'm a strong supporter of the gay community. You guys know that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's like when they said faggot last week, I didn't see anybody. If anybody had done that, there would have been an uproar.
If it had been done on a hetero
reality show. Isaiah Washington allegedly said that word to a coworker and lost his job.
Right.
Shonda Rhimes. Mm-hmm. I mean, she
was
wrote
her show.
That was her show, Grey's Anatomy. Mm-hmm. Now they're just popping it off.
Right.
Whatever.
However, he was also fired because he was angry and it was like.
But you know what?
Allegedly.
It goes back to the N-word. You know, it is acceptable if we're talking to each other. But if someone else uses it. So in this situation, I believe it has a lot to do with Lee Daniels.
And just because something's going on in the world and they put it on TV, we don't have to accept it.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
How you doing? Your comment, please.
Yeah, I think this is all about money. Everything's about money.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is going to draw more people. I'm talking about it. Next week, the show will get even more ratings, you know? Not because they're listening to my show, because we only have 60 listeners.
I was going to say, 60. At least have 60 listeners.
They're going to be able to get more money from advertisers, because they're going to be like, look how many people watch.
There might be some advertisers that may run from this, you know?
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, good morning. Hello. I lost you. Call me back. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. This is Larry from D.C.
Yes, sir.
I'm calling to make a comment on Empire. Uh-huh. I agree that it is risky, and I believe that Fox is trying to, step up their game. But going back to people thinking it's too risky, I remember back in the day when I'm a youngin', and my grandparents used to be offended if I watched Martin or Living Single because they thought it was too risky. I saw Living Single the other day, and it was a scene where Regine was having sex with the man on the roof. Say my name and screaming it. So,
right.
I mean, we understand that, it is.
Times have changed.
Happening. So, it's times have changed. So, you have to know, if that comes on at 9 o'clock, then your child shouldn't be watching it at 9.
Tweet.
Gotcha.
Not Trying to Be Rude says, not a fan of Empire. It tries too hard. And I'm sure the people complaining let their kids listen to cursing and watch music videos.
Mm. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Hi, your comment. What's your take?
Hi. You know, the thing is, it's reality. It's life. People are, they're hypocrites. Listen to the music that we listen to every day.
Right.
You know, the videos that are out there, this is everyday life. I love the show because it's real. It's a black show. Now, all of a sudden, everybody's like, oh my gosh, why do they do this?
Well, I just thought,
this has been on TV.
Yeah, but some of this stuff isn't real.
Yeah,
it is a show.
Like,
first of all,
example.
You're on an elevator, okay, and one of your artists, music artists, is standing there, and the guy calls your mother a bitch, and you're standing there, and you do nothing.
Come on.
That's not real.
Somebody catch one.
That is not real. That's what I like is the fact that I know what it is now. Mm. You know, there's just no way that you're going to sit on an elevator and some dude calls your mom a bitch, and you do nothing about it.
Right.
You say nothing. You just stand there, you know? That doesn't happen.
Tweet.
Dan the Dude says, I struggle to get through it. The writing is just bad, and it seems they're going for shock and throwing every famous black person in an episode to make up for it. Foxy Brown, was she on last night's episode? Because I know she's she's going to be on the show.
Mariah Carey in the picture behind it. But you know, Lee Daniels is going to call on all his friends.
And I didn't even know Malik Yoba was in it. I mean, like, what good? What is his even
part?
He has yet to have a major impact yet, but he's saying a few things. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. How are you all?
Just fine. What's your take?
So I really enjoyed the show. And I feel like it's everyday reality. It is controversial, but it's what goes on in everyday life. And for people with young kids, they put the disclaimer in the front, so you shouldn't allow your kids to watch it. I enjoy the show, and I'm going to continue to watch.
But the disclaimer doesn't mean anything if you don't know what's coming.
Tweet, tweet. Exactly.
Joy says, Empire is reality. It's life. Nobody said nothing about them white shows, Modern Family, and et cetera. The gays are part of their community. K-Swiss 37 says, if you watched the show last week, then you know what it's about. Use your parent control. Lock out the program.
What about the people that didn't watch last week? Mm-hmm. That are coming this week mm-hmm. that didn't see the last week. So,
well, first of all, I'm just going to be honest with you. It's a show I know about an ex-drug dealer. I know this just from watching the preview, so it's not going to be on my channel when my kids are up.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Yes.
Yes, hi. I'm sorry. I want to focus more on the fact that the shot of the word faggot or the F word, whatever, being used. Mm-hmm. The thing about it is, that is how people speak on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. We may not see it. The FTC does not walk around following every single person on the planet. So, yes, it's shocking that it's actually on there, but there's a difference between when it's said in a scripted verse versus when someone is actually saying it on a reality show, meaning it to demean or slander someone.
Right. Well, you know, actually, you know, I'm the last person you want to talk to about censorship because I really hate censorship, to be honest with you. I mean, that's just me. But at the same time, you know, I don't want everybody just automatically assume that, you know, all this stuff, you know, when I sit up and I look and I take pieces of the show and I'm going, this is what we're seeing. It is shocking to a lot of y'all that are calling. It is shocking, you know, and I there's no way they're going to be able to say, hey, coming up, it's going to be a gay love scene.
Right.
Or coming up, a woman's going to drop to her knees and you're going to hear her man's pants being unzipped. They can't do that because it gives away the storyline.
Right. But people keep calling and saying it's reality. That's not everybody's reality.
Valid point. Valid point. Anyway, appreciate your phone call, y'all.
It's the Star Morning Show.